I would say the practices are extremely important, but I will say that, yeah, I think the preseason games are important just because, especially my position, you know, you go, I mean, months from the Packers game to, you know, preseason game. If you didn't play in a preseason game, you go all the way to September without getting hit or having a live rep. And so, yeah, no, I definitely think it's important. I definitely think getting out there, having live reps, you know, getting in that mindset of going out there and being ready to play is important. And, you know, at some point, I don't know exactly when, I haven't talked to Ben about, you know, my snaps or anything like that, but at some point, you know, we'll definitely be out there.
That was Caleb Williams talking with Cassie Carlson about the importance of preseason. It doesn't look like the preseason is that important to Ben Johnson as it pertains to his quarterbacks if we look at his history.
We look at his history with Jared Goff. In the 3 years that Ben Johnson was the OC for Jared Goff, Jared Goff played in one preseason game, the very first one in 2022. He didn't play in the games after that, didn't play at all in 23, didn't play at all in 24. And what's fascinating is you dig even more, Jared Goff wasn't supposed to play in the one game that he did play in. Dan Campbell had planned to give Goff the night off, but he found out the starters on the offensive line were playing, and Goff went into Dan Campbell's office and said, "I want to play. I didn't want those guys out there without me." And Dan Campbell said to him, "You're not playing." And Goff said, "If they're playing, I'm playing." I said, "Okay, you're playing." So Jared Goff talked his way into the only preseason action of his 3 years with Ben Johnson. That's telling.
And pretty much it's whatever, however you want it when it comes to this. I'm a believer that snaps in preseason matter. And there are other coaches in the NFL that believe preseason snaps matter. Joe Burrow threw 10 passes last night. But then there's the flip side of that, where Anthony Richardson played last night.
Broke a finger.
But Daniel Jones also played in that game last night. Shedeur Sanders is going to play tonight. Patrick Mahomes is going to play a whole quarter on Saturday. But Jalen Hurts didn't play last night. So it's however you can make an argument for either side of it. And this is clearly kind of where Ben Johnson is on it.
He answered the question directly this morning on the Hogue and Johns podcast.
It sounded like going into yesterday's off day, you were going to kind of regroup and come up with a more concrete plan for this weekend between the joint practice and the game on Sunday. Did you kind of finalize that and when you're going
to
play this?
You want me to go ahead and spill the beans?
I mean, we would love it.
Yeah, okay.
Floor is yours.
I'm sure it's going to get answered tomorrow anyways. But the thought here is, there's going to be a number of guys that aren't playing in this game. I haven't even told the team this yet, but there's going to be a number of guys that aren't playing in the game. So we're going to get great work in the joint practice. We have a number of things scheduled around the game for those guys that aren't playing, whether it's the day before or the day after, where we're actually going to end up getting more reps for them than they would have had we played them week one in this game. So I'm actually really excited about that. I think the numbers as they stand right now, subject to change, are probably 9 guys on offense, 9 guys on defense that won't be playing here.
Is number 18 part of that?
He's one of those. Yeah, he's one of those.
So if there's 9 on offense that aren't playing, I think that means the offensive line, for the most part, is not playing, and Caleb won't be walking into Ben Johnson's office demanding to play like Jared Goff did.
I mean, he might. I mean, you heard what he said about it and why he thinks that it actually is important. And I don't know if he's saying that thinking that that's the right thing to say, or if he feels. I completely understand a quarterback being like, I haven't played since early January, and now I'm in a new system, and I'm not going to be touched in these joint practices with Miami and Buffalo. So it's going to be 9 months from the time that I'm getting real game action. But maybe after a quarter of playing in the opener, you feel fine and it doesn't matter.
I think what we've learned for sure is that as coaches around the league value these joint practices more than the early preseason games, Ben Johnson is of that mindset. But in doing the research on the Jared Goff time there, he'd rather just protect his quarterback. He doesn't believe it seems in peril as a defining characteristic of learning,
now,
at least.
Now, look, there is a difference. By then, Jared Goff is, what, four years in and has played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So there is a difference in the quarterback that you're asking to not play. So if Caleb were uncomfortable with it, and maybe he doesn't feel comfortable enough saying, yeah, let's get my O-line beat up and go out there and play after this joint practice, I think a lot of this is moving towards the bigger picture thing of there's just going to be joint practices and there's going to be 20 games. I think that's where we're going.
It could be. It could be that that's where they're going. But, you know, I think all the reasons that you laid out there of why they could and why they couldn't, I bet Ben's been thinking about it, you know? And, like, this is a different situation. This is a second-year guy learning the system, and does he need it? And he's decided he's not. So we got to learn what we can about what did happen today.
My only thing with that is, in the first couple weeks of the season, if your choice is to not play guys, I don't want to hear, well, we were rusty and I didn't have a lot of rep. I don't want to hear that, because you had a choice. And if the choice should be about maximizing the regular season. And if your choice is we want our guy healthy to maximize the regular season, then rust as an excuse goes off the table in my world.